ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ना श्रुत्वा कातं देवयानी मेने पृष्ठो ब्रह्मात्मनः स्त्रीपुंशो स्नेह वैक्लव्या परिहासं विवेरितम् श्रुत्वा गातां देवयानी मेने पृष्ठो ब्रह्मात्मनः स्त्रीपुंश स्नेह वैक्लव्या परिहासं विवेरिता श्रुत्वा गाथं देवयानी मेने पृष्ठो ब्रह्मात्मनः स्त्रीपुंश स्नेह वैक्लव्या परिहासं विवेरिता ट्रांसलेशन। When Devayani heard Maharaj Jayati's story of the he-goat and she-goat, she understood that this story, which was presented as if a funny joke for entertainment between husband and wife, was intended to awaken her to her constitutional position. Purport. When one actually awakens from material life, one understands his real position as an eternal servant of Krishna. This is called liberation. Muktir hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthita. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 10, Verse number 6. Under the influence of Maya, everyone living in this material world thinks that he is the master of everything. Ahankara vimudhatma kartam iti manyate. One thinks that there is no God or controller and that one is independent and can do anything. This is a material condition, and when one awakens from this ignorance, he is called liberated. Maharaj Jayati had delivered Devayani from the well, and finally, as a dutiful husband, he instructed her with a story about a he-goat and she-goat, and thus delivered her from the misconception of material happiness. Devayani was quite competent to understand her liberated husband, and therefore she decided to follow him as his faithful wife.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikarhanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of my seniors as well as my god brothers and god sisters sitting on this Vyasasana after 5 months. So some sort of a apprehension, anxiety. So here we are continuing with this particular story of how Yayati achieves liberation. As we all know that Yayati instructed Devyani through a wonderful analogy of a he-goat and a she-goat. And this particular verse comes to that state where Devyani understands why the story has been mentioned to her, and said that it appeared as if it's a funny joke for entertainment, but it was intended to awaken her to her constitutional position. Subsequent verses will make us realize how Devyani and Yayati, they take to this position of ultimately taking to shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Here Srila Prabhupada mentions very nice statement, is that when one actually awakens from material life, one understands his real position as an eternal servant of Krishna. And this is called liberation. Many wonderful things Srila Prabhupada mentions in this verses, the previous purports and the purports afterwards also. Just here, light Prabhupada mentioned, one thing Prabhupada mentions here is about how a living entity under the influence of Maya is in a dreamful state. Prabhupada mentions that a lack of knowledge about his real position means that the person is sleeping, even though awake in this material world. Everyone in this material world is in this sleep. In one of his conversations with one student from a university in America, so he asked a question to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you are saying that this world is a dream. How can it be a dream? So Srila Prabhupada said, what happens when you go to sleep? He said, when I go to sleep, what happens? He said, when you go to sleep, you actually forget that you are such and such a person. You identify yourself with someone within the dream. You sometimes identify yourself being chased by a tiger. And then you sweat. Or sometimes you identify yourself to be with girlfriend and you enjoy, isn't it? So the student said, yes. He said, what happens when you get up? He said, when I get up, then I forget about the dream. He says, that's what happens. He says, when you are awake, you forget what you had dreamt the last night or the before. You may not remember those dreams. You may have a very vague idea that, oh, I have got a dream, but you may not be able to know exactly. But only when you get up, you are, you know, awakened to your natural state. He says, but when you are awake, that time you forget what you have dreamt. And now, when you're sleeping, you forget what you were. Like when you're actually sleeping, you identify with a particular character or particular thing, and then you actually forget that you are a student. So, in a night, you know, you are dreaming, and in a day also you are dreaming. In both ways you are dreaming. He said, because
You are dreaming about something whom you are not. You are thinking that you are such and such a person. You are saying, think that you are such and such a power. Under the influence of Maya, Srila Prabhupada mentions that everyone thinks that he is somebody. Like here, Srila Prabhupada says that under the influence of Maya, everyone thinks that he is a master of everything. And one thinks there is no God, no controller, and one is independent to everything. I had one patient, he is a very rich person. Rich in the sense, a multi-millionaire. And this is about almost 10 years back. And whenever he would come, he would boast about his position and what all he is doing and how much companies that he is running, what is his bank balance, he would just mention. And he would be a very busy person. Whenever he would be in the clinic, he would just be talking more on the phone. And after a year, he comes with one of his, you know, servants. And to my shock, I find him that he is not able to walk also. And he comes, sits on the chair and asks him what's happened. He said, I don't know, all of a sudden I got up and I found that my whole body is stiff. So much stiff that he's not able to even move his neck in the sense he can't even, you know, like flex his neck. For all of us probably it may be easy, but this person had to literally struggle to even, like, you know, turn. Especially one has to sit on the chair, a dental chair. When you operate on something and then you have to spit out, you can't flex. So literally had to literally move the entire body like this. The whole body shifts. And then he has to spit. Again, the whole body again comes back. And it became such a torturous thing for him that he said that, you know, I was thinking that, you know, I was a controller. He never said controller, but the way he mentioned that, you know, that I was the boss. But he says, now I'm miserable. And he said, I showed to each and every doctor, whoever I can. Went to the West, showed to different people, different places, but no one is able to treat me. And he said, I can ready to trade with anything in this, whatever I have, just to get back to that original state. But impossible. So this is what happens, that somebody may think that he is a controller, he is able to do, he has power, he has position, but then ultimately, you know, the Maya, the force of Maya is so strong that it just makes us realize that you are nothing in due course of time under the influence. Another person who is my senior doctor, and he runs a very, very, he has a flourishing practice in the heart of city of Bombay. And the best part is that he's a very good orator. Such a nice orator that he would give lecture. He was famous for lecturing in dental circle on how to see that a patient comes to you again and again. In a sense, like the lecture he would give to the doctors to say that how you treat in a nice way, but how do you make the patient aware that he needs dental treatment and he has to come again and again for you? In other words, how do you mint money? How do you make more money? And he's, you know, for his lecture, the audience will be full. That's what it would be, you know. And he would be in demand. And then I would go to his place, and then whenever I would go to his place, he would always boast. He says, you know, doctor, this is how we should do. We have to be successful practitioners. And he really was successful because all the celebrities are his patients. But then what happens? He has three dental chairs in his clinic. He decides to put a fourth chair, and during this process his two kidneys fail, and within a span of 2 months he leaves his body. So this is what happens. That under the influence of Maya, one thinks that he's the supreme controller, he has power, he has position, he has so many things. But then, ultimately, in due course of time, one has to bow down. Srila Prabhupada mentions, you know, a very wonderful story that everyone has an opportunity to leave this material world as per his desires. The problem is that he doesn't want to get out of this. And he gives a very nice example. In a conversation, he mentions about one person who had a bird with him. And he had trained the bird in such a way that the bird would go out. He would open the cage, the bird would go out, and he would go out in the field, you know, eat all the grains. If the choice would be the bird can fly off, the master cannot do anything. If he flies off, what can the master do? The bird goes around everywhere, and Prabhupada makes a noise. He says, kit, 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 you know. The moment master says, kit, 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 the bird flies back into the cage. The bird again comes into the cage and the master locks him and goes away. So that's what happens, that, you know, this bird had an opportunity to leave and become free from the clutches of the master. But then, he thinks that, no, now my master has called me, I should come back again. And he comes back into the cage. So Prabhupada mentions that, you know, everyone is like this. This Durga is under the, ordain of the Supreme Lord. And she puts us, everyone, under her control. Like this whole world is like a prison without walls. There are no walls here. But the thing is that nobody wants to get out of this place. Nobody wants to go out of this place, go back. Everyone wants to enjoy, thinking that, I'm happier. And anyone also, some other, you know, identifying itself with the body, wants to achieve something in this world. And that's how the Durga, Maya, puts everyone under, or keeps everyone under her control. It's only by the mercy of a spiritual master can one become reinstated as the eternal servant of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings a wonderful song. Jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole. Kotanidra, yaho maya, pishachira khole. He says, now that you are sleeping in the lap, please wake up sleeping souls, wake up sleeping souls. You're already in the lap of maya. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that how, that only by the knowledge that one can come to that awakened state. And then only one can be called as liberated, as in this purport mentions, that this is called as liberation. When we do deity worship, we see that those who are performing deity worship, we do what is called as a bhuta shuddhi. Bhuta shuddhi means what? It's a process by which one, is completely keeps aloof from being in material consciousness and puts oneself in the spiritual platform. And the very deep meaning. And it says that, you know, I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of being inimical towards him, become bad fortune, I become inimical towards him. And because of that, I am continuously wandering a cycle of birth and death, suffering the burning threefold miseries of material existence. And that's what is happening to every one of us. That because of being inimical to the Supreme Lord, we have been going up and down, traveling to different species, achieving different bodies, and performing activities at different roles. Sometimes as a dog, sometimes as an insect, sometimes as a bird, sometimes, you know, a human being, sometimes as a demigod. And we perform those activities accordingly. And we think that we are the doers. We are the ultimate controller of everything. But then he says that, but somehow, by some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy is enabled to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant, completely apart from the gross and subtle body. And so by the order of spiritual master, I'm serving his lotus feet and following footsteps, serving the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. And then afterwards, we even chant this, Naham Vipro Na Chanapati Napi Vaishna Shudra Naham Varni Na Chakrapati Na Vanasvetirva Kintu Prodhya Nikala Paramananda Purnam Ritare Gopi Bhartur Padakalmai Das Dasanvitas. I am neither a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, neither a Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, Grahastha, or Sannyasi. I simply identify myself as a servant of Lord Krishna, the master of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, always exuding brilliance in the course of universal transcendental bliss. So, when we chant this, we re-establish ourselves in that eternal constitutional position as a servant of Krishna. And only when we are positioned that, we are established in that position, then whatever activities we do, you know, that is on the platform of pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada mentions that this is the goal of human life, each and every one. That now that you have got this human form of life, try to forget about what you are doing, what you have done. Try to establish yourself as a servant of Krishna, servant of the Lord, and try to serve and please Him. He says the ultimate goal of life is to only serve and please the Lord in whatever way possible. In that situation, only one can say that one is out from this dreamful condition, and then one awakens himself. In Kathopanishad mentioned, Uttishta Jagrita Swapna Rup Nibodha, Varan Nibodha. Now that you have got this human form of life, wake up. And re-establish yourself in this eternal situation. Today's Chandan Yatra, the beginning of Chandan Yatra, all of you know this is a very auspicious day today. Today is Akshay Tritiya. It's a third day of the waxing, or the day in the month of Jyeshta. Supposed to be very auspicious for all of us. In fact, not only the Vaishnavas, but everywhere in India, everyone considers this very auspicious. Like people open shops, some people buy gold and jewelry, because it said Akshaya. Shaya means which doesn't diminish. So it says that, you know, whatever you do on this particular day never diminishes. So people want to buy gold, because when they buy gold, that means they know that they'll be buying gold forever. Or people open shops so that they feel that that will be prosperous. Material prosperity will be there, right? From the material point of view. But as devotees, we know that, you know, this also achieves, has a lot of importance for all of us. That Akshay Tritiya, three or four things which I know for sure, that on this particular, number one is that, we all know that in Simhachalam, Jiyada Narsingha, that is Lord Narsingadev, who appeared there to save Prahlad when he was thrown from the mountain. He actually appeared to save Prahlad from being, you know, crushed while falling from the mountain. And the Lord Narsingadev became so angry. So just to cool him, they applied Chandan throughout the year. Except on Akshay Tritiya day, on this particular day. On this day, the Lord actually is shown in his real form of Narsingadev, Vara Narsingha. Otherwise, he appears like a lump of Chandan, because every day they apply Chandan on top of the original Chandan, like that. And on this particular day, the Chandan is removed from the Lord, and thousands of people come to that place to take darshan of the Lord, because there's only one day in a year that the devotees can get the darshan of Lord Vara Narsingha. So this is on this day, Akshay Tritiya day, it happens. And it said that in Remuna, you know, we'll be telling the story of Madanpur a little afterwards. But on the day, on this particular day, it's the other way around, that on this particular day, Lord Gopinath is applied Chandan all over. On this particular day, fully for this day. And then on this day, Akshay Tritiya day, in Jagannath Puri, the Chandan Yatra starts. From today, that means from today onwards, you know, Jagannath is being applied Chandan all over except his face, and his murti, his representative, which are the replica of the Lord, they are carried in a procession from the temple all the way to Narendra Sarovar, and where they are given wonderful bath and reenacting the pastimes of Lord Krishna in the waters. So that particular thing happens from today for the next 21 days. So Lord goes every day out, and in the temple, the Lord is covered with chandan all over, except the face. Also, on this particular day, the grand construction of the chariots, the three chariots, that starts today in Jagannath Puri. Like already, you know, so many locks of woods are being, you know, kept ready. More than 2,000 locks, so many 250 to 300 carpenters, you know, start working from now. And now onwards till 58 days, that means the day before the actual Rath Yatra, which is, I think, on the 3rd of July or 2nd of July, I suppose. So the construction of the chariot, they start from today in Jagannath Puri. We had a very dear friend and a very, very close devotee of Lord Jagannath, Ramkumar Panda, who had come from a few days back here. He was mentioning that everything works according to the schedule. He says that when the construction starts from now, he says 15 days they have to get ready with the chariots. He says, but with the problem with the carpenters is that if you don't tell them proper schedule, then it's like an unending thing. They may continue on. So there's time limits. Within the next 21 days, they have to construct the chariots, the wheels and, you know, the topmost portion, the platform and everything. And then later on, till the actual Rath Yatra, they have to complete the entire thing just one day before. 58 days they take. So this particular thing starts actually today. And also on this particular day, in many places, in our temples, we have 21 days Chandan Yatra going on. Like we are doing it at our temple here at Shishir Radha Gopinath, where three personalities are being covered with Chandan. It is Gopalji, then Gopijana Vallabha, and many of you may not know Shaligram also, Janardhan. So please have darshan of Janardhan also, because everyone only looks at Girdhar Gopal and Gopijana Vallabha. Nobody looks at Janardhan. So he is also eagerly ready, waiting to give you darshan. So you can take darshan. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was mentioning that, you know, celebrating this Chandan Yatra is an attempt by the devotee to please the Lord. Ultimately, what is the life of a devotee? The life of a devotee is just to please in some way or the other. So you are saying in the lecture that it's not that the Lord needs air condition or the Lord want fan. No. But the thing is that we need to offer these services to the Lord, because this happens to be the hottest time of the year. So the devotee thinks that, you know, I should do something for the Lord for his pleasure, and let me offer chandan and thus make him cool. And His Holiness Radhanam Swami Maharaj was mentioning the lecture that when you apply chandan on the Lord and make him cool, he says, whether you know it or not, whether you are feeling hot or not, that's not the problem, that's not the thing. But you should know that when you apply chandan, whether you're feeling hot or not, it's okay. But then you should know that Krishna feels cool. And if Krishna is cool, then your heart becomes cool and free from all anarthas. That's what Krishna does. So the devotees always are in that consciousness that how can I please the Lord and serve the Lord. So as I was talking about pleasing the Lord, because Chandan Yatra, which is going to start, which has started from here till next 21 days, so we can just meditate on the wonderful pastime of Kirchor Rukopinath, connected with Shripad Madhavendra Puri. That we all know this story, but I'll just go in short. That how Shripad Madhavendra Puri, who was the spiritual master of Ishwar Puri, who was spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from where the actual Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya started, said that Madhavendra Puri is the root of the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And Madhavendra Puri, when he was traveling through different places of pilgrimage, he arrived at Govardhan. And then he took a bath at Govindakund and was resting there, meditating on the Lord, always in ecstatic remembrance. And as he was sitting there, a small boy comes to him and he says, "Oh, you are sitting here. Please take this milk, a pot of milk." So Madhubha asks him, he says, "How do you know that I am hungry and who are you?" He says, "I am just a coward boy from this village. And the milkmaids who were passing by, they saw that you are sitting here and they told me to give this milk to you. So you please take this milk. I am coming back later on to collect it." So Madhanupuri was really very hungry and thirsty. He drank the milk, but he was so enamored by the beauty of the boy. He was looking at him all the while before you just even disappear. And waiting and waiting, boy did not arrive. He went to sleep. When he got up, in fact, in the sleep, he got a dream. And in the dream, this same boy appeared. And he said, "Madhanpuri, please wake up." He said, "I am that Gopal, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. And for many days, I have been hidden in the bushes. The priests, under the attack of Mobedans, they had buried me under these bushes. And for a long, long time, I am inside in the bushes. So please gather all the villagers and get me out of these bushes and install me on top of Govardhan Hill and worship me over there." So Madhupuri got up. Now when a pure devotee gets a dream like this, it's a dream, it's a real thing. And Madhupuri got up, he became so repentant. He says, "The Lord had come and I did not recognize him." Some other he started lamenting. But then, as the devotees always do, that he doesn't let his emotions interfere with the service. So Madhupuri was given this instruction by the Lord to take him out of the bushes. So he immediately got up, he went to the village, called all the villagers and asked them to get their choppers and the spades and go into the bushes and get the Lord out of the bushes. And all the villagers, with the help of them, he just got the Lord out. And as soon as they all had saw the Lord, the beauty of the Lord, they were all mesmerized by the beauty of Lord Gopal. And hundreds of men together, they lifted Gopal and took him on top of Govardhan and installed him over there. And hundreds of pots of water from Govindakund were used for Abhishek. And after Abhishek, Annakoot ceremony took place. People from this village and villages nearby, they all understood that the Lord has been taken out from the bushes and installed on the top of Govardhan. They all came to see. And then they also got so many foodstuffs for offering to Lord. And so happened that over a period of many years, few months, years, the Lord's worship went on. And Annakoot ceremony went on for many, every day. And nice deity worship was also going on. And then again, Madhanupuri got a dream. Same Gopal appeared and said, "My dear Madhanupuri, I am feeling still hot. Please go to Jagannath Puri, to Malai Parvat, and get sandalwood. And then make a paste of sandalwood and apply it on my body. And by this I will feel cool." So when Madhanupuri got this dream, he again got up. And he never wasted a single moment. That shows his determination and his enthusiasm. A pure devotee or a sincere devotee Lord never wastes a moment in executing the orders of the Lord. As soon as he got this order from the Lord, he immediately decided that he should leave that place. Not considering his inconveniences. During that time, there were no flights that I can take a ticket all the way to Bhuvaneshwar or take a ticket to Jagannath Puri and go, or take a bus or a car. You have to walk down so many kilometers, so many miles. So Madhupuri immediately left from that place. He just entrusted deity worship to his disciples and then he started walking. And as he was walking through this place, he came to this holy place of Ramona. And when he came to this holy place of Ramona, he came to know there's a wonderful deity of Lord Gopinath over there. He took darshan of Lord Gopinath and he was completely enamored by the beauty of Gopinath. And he was wondering that if the Lord is so happy here, that means the pujaris here may be giving him nice bhoga, offering him wonderful bhoga here. So he wanted to know what's actually been offered here to the Lord. So he asked one of those priests, he says, can you tell me what has been offered here? So the priest said, you do not know. In this place, here Gopinath is offered every day 12 pots of sweet rice. And it's so nectarine that this is called as Amrit Keli. So every day the Lord is offered 12 pots of sweet rice. And the taste is out of the world. So as he was hearing this description, the bhoga offering was going on. And Madhunpuri was seeing that this offering was going on. The 12 pots were on the altar. And the pujari was ringing the bell for the offering. So while he was offering, Madhunpuri started thinking in his mind. He said, I wish I could get that little bit of that sweet rice to taste. Why? Because so that I can offer the same, I can make the same way and then offer it to my dear Gopal. No. Of course, a devotee never thinks anything for himself. He always thinks, how can I do anything or what can I buy for the Lord which can make him look nice? Or how can I, you know, stitch a Lord's dress in a way by which he'll look so attractive? Or how can I dress the Lord in the morning during Shringa so that he looks so beautiful? Or how can I cook for him nicely so that he can be very pleased by that? So devotee always thinks like this. So Madhunpuri was thinking, but the thing was that suddenly he started realizing that I am thinking of tasting even before the Lord has even accepted that bhoga. He started cursing himself that why am I doing like this? Why I thought like this? The Lord has not even had the offering and I am thinking of tasting it. He became very repentant. And being repentant, what he did, he just immediately left that place and went out of the city boundaries and went to a very lonely place and sat there, repenting and crying for a wrong thought, a thought which was right but at a wrong time. He was thinking that why did I think like this? I am an offender. He was thinking in this way and he was trying to repent for this. Meanwhile, it so happened that the curtains closed in the night and the pujari got a dream. The pujari of Gopinath got a dream. And in the dream, Gopinath came and he said, my dear pujari, please wake up. He said, I have stolen a pot of sweet rice for my dear devotee Madhavendrapuri. I myself stolen it and hidden behind my cloth curtain. So please get up and give this sweet rice to my dear devotee Madhavendrapuri. He is in a marketplace, just shout for him and give it to him. The pujari is amazed. He never had such a dream, first of all, and then a dream where he says that the Lord has stolen the sweet rice. How is it possible? Similarly, got up, had his bath, entered a deity room, and he saw that behind a cloth curtain the sweet rice pot is there. And seeing that, the pujari went into ecstasy that the Lord has stolen the sweet rice. He took this sweet rice and he started shouting, the Lord has stolen this sweet rice. Saul has stolen this sweet rice. And Kir Chor Gopinath, Kir Chor Gopinath, Kir Chor Gopinath, Kijai. He was just shouting and shouting and went into the marketplace straight away from here and started, Madhavpuri, where are you? Where are you? Gopinath has stolen this sweet rice for you. Gopinath has stolen this Kir for you. Where are you, Madhavpuri? And Madhavpuri was very in a corner sitting. And he was shouting and shouting. Madhavpuri came and approached. He says, what has happened? I am that Madhavpuri that you're looking for. Oh, are you that same Madhudpuri? You are so fortunate. Gopinath has stolen this kheer for you. And he offered it to him, the sweet rice, and he offered obeisances to Madhudpuri. Madhudpuri could not understand this. It took some time for him to sink in his mind that actually Gopinath had stolen this sweet rice for him. It has never happened before. Now all of us know the story, but that time it never happened before that Lord had stolen something for a devotee. So Madhudpuri saw that kheer and actually realized how Lord is so merciful that just to fulfill his desire, Gopinath stole that kheer to be offered to him. He started tasting that. Not only that, even the pot in which that kheer was there, he started eating that also. But suddenly he realized that very soon everyone in the village will know that I am that Madhudpuri for whom the Lord had stolen. So pride will come in my heart. He did not want that. He did not want that prestige or fame to grow. And because of that, he immediately left that place and started walking towards Jagannath Puri. And as he was walking to Jagannath Puri, little did know that, you know, his glory already had reached before he even reached Jagannath Puri. People in Jagannath Puri already knew about what had happened in Remuna. So before he actually reached Jagannath Puri, everyone knew and they all gathered around Madhudpuri just to find out from him how everything has happened. Madhudpuri had to sit down and tell them the full story of how he, you know, recovered Gopalji from the bushes, how we installed him on top of Govardhan, how he got a dream, and that's how he went to Remuna, and that's how this thing happened. And then he said, I've been asked to get the sandalwood for the Lord. So during that time, even that time, obtaining sandalwood was not so easy. You literally had to, you know, first of all, obtain so many permissions for getting it. That's one thing. Second thing is that when you're taking the sandalwood along, there's so many areas or provinces which were controlled or ruled by the Muslims that it was difficult for you to actually go without being attacked. Sometimes you could be stolen. It would be difficult. Probably would have been difficult for him to take it all the way. So the number one obstacle was to get it. But then Madhudpuri used this particular aspect, you know, of fame for the Lord's pleasure. Because, you know, he knew that, okay, if that is what the people are aware of, then let me use this to influence them to get this sandalwood. So he told them that we want a sandalwood for Lord Gopal. And then they approached the government officers and they got the local people, they got the sandalwood, the papers of permission. And along with that, two servants were also sent with him to take the sandalwood along with him. So Madhudpuri started walking back, and as he came to Remuna again, he had to pass Remuna. He came to Remuna, and when he came to Remuna, the priest recognized him. The priest gave him a pot of sweet rice again to eat, and then he was asked to stay back over there for the night. And when he stayed back in the night, again Gopalji appeared in the dream. And Gopalji told him that, Madhudpuri, I am very pleased by your service. There is no need for you to get the sandalwood all the way to Vrindavan. You do one thing, you make the sandalwood paste and offer it to Gopinath. By offering this to Gopinath, I will feel that cool. So as soon as Madhudpuri got up, he just shared this dream with the pujari over there, and then the pujari agreed to help him with the making of the sandalwood paste. And with the help of so many other helpers, the devotees, they made lot of sandalwood paste and they applied on the body of Gopinath. And Prabhupada mentions that, you know, by applying the body, of course, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions also that when the Gopinath was applied sandalwood paste, Lord Gopalji felt that Yes, and that was because of the devotion of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. And also Prabhupada says that it would have been difficult for Madhavendra Puri also to carry all the way to Vrindavan with all these things, where the Mohammedans would have attacked him, some problems, so many obstacles. So that's why the Lord was also very concerned about his devotee. And he said, you just apply to Gopinath and Gopalji will be pleased. So His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying that many a times, you know, someone may think that I need a nice car, I need a nice house, I need a nice dress. And if I don't have that dress, if I don't have a car, I am miserable. If I don't have the, you know, particular type of ornament, I'll become miserable. He said, but one thing is that if you just think about changing your consciousness from me to for pleasure of Lord, then you will find that your consciousness also changes. He says, when the same consciousness, you can just think of how I can please the Lord, how I can, you know, satisfy the Lord. When you think like that, then you'll, you know, realize that actually all these things are only making you more miserable and irritable. But when you actually serve the Lord and have the consciousness on how to please the Lord, then you'll find that you become more peaceful. And that's the purpose, he said. Then he was giving the example of how the gopis, when Krishna had a headache, Narad Muni went to each and everyone. He said, Krishna has a headache, the only solution is that Krishna wants the dust of the feet of his devotees. So only the gopis agreed to give that dust. When Narad Muni says, do you know the consequence of giving the dust? He says, we all know that, but we don't mind giving out dust and applying the head of Krishna, even if it relieves him for 1 second, one moment also. He says, Uddhava saw this, and when Krishna asked him, what benediction do you want? He says, just, I want that benediction to let me become a blade of grass in Vrindavan so that I can get a dust of this gopis in my head. He says, that is the mentality, or that is the consciousness of a devotee. A devotee always thinks about how I can please the Lord. How I can please the Lord. Like Bhakti Vidyavada Maharaj, he was mentioning that there are three stages in the life of a devotee. That in the first stage is that is a sadhana bhakta. Sadhana bhakta means what? He does because he is asked to do. You know, he does because he is asked to do. So like if you are asked to do some deity worship, if you are asked to go for book distribution, even if you don't like it, you do it. Why? Because you are told to do it. So that's the stage of sadhana bhakta. Then you come to a stage where you like to do that service. And you do it. I like deity worship, I am doing it. I like book distribution, I am doing it. I like preaching, I do that. He says, but the highest is what? Whether you like it or you don't like it, you do it because you want to please Krishna. Because it pleases someone, it pleases a devotee, pleases your guru, pleases your, you know, other god brothers of yours. That's why you're doing it. He says, that's the highest. He says, one should come to that level where you do some service, not because you like it, not because you are told to do it, but because you want to please. That's why you do it. He says, that's the highest. He says, once you come from the platform, then that's the highest platform. Where you do anything, you don't mind any inconveniences if it is just for the pleasure of someone. Just like Shripad Madhavendra Puri. He wanted to just please the Lord and he did not mind any inconveniences all throughout. He did not mind any inconveniences. Prabhupada wanted to please his spiritual master. He did not mind any inconveniences going all the way at the age of 70. He did not know what's going to happen there, who is going to be there to help him out. So much of struggle that he had to undergo, so much of hardship, so much of problems. But still he just wanted to do it because he wanted to please spiritual master. So that's how it is. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, what happens? All the misconceptions, they go away and then you are situated in that position. Here that's what Srila Prabhupada mentions, that how Devayani was delivered from the misconception of material happiness. Similarly, the spiritual master actually awakens us from our sleeping state and puts us on the spiritual platform. Eneshe aushade maya nashi baro lage harinama mahamantra laotme mage. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in the age of Kali Yuga, only by the chanting of Hare Krishna mahamantra in the association of devotees, by the mercy of the spiritual master, you are placed in that situation, the eternal constitutional position as a servant of Krishna. You know, and then just like someone who is sleeping and then you wake him up by shouting at him, similarly, when you hear the mahamantra, Hare Krishna mahamantra, and in the association of devotees under the instruction of spiritual master, serving his lotus feet, serving the Lord, then you are in that position as eternal servant of Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we can have wonderful darshans for the next 21 days. The devotees have an opportunity to even grind sandalwood paste for the Lord. It's a direct service. This is one service which you can do directly for the Lord. Anyone can do that service. And you can be assured that whoever is grinding, you know, the paste is going to be applied on the Lord and the service is accepted by the Lord, especially in this hot summer season for the next 21 days of Chandan Yatra. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthana Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.